Introduction. This report describes a small survey of the Saturday market in our neighbourhood, carried out over four Saturdays in spring by five volunteers from the local neighbourhood association. The aim was to gather information about what people who use the market think of it, what they value, what they find difficult, and what they would like to see change. The report is intended for the market organisers and the local council, but is also being shared with anyone in the neighbourhood who is interested. It is worth saying at the start that small community surveys of this kind have real strengths and real limits. They reach fewer people than professional surveys do, but they reach people in person, in the place itself, and they often capture small specific opinions that a more formal questionnaire would miss. The report tries to make use of both, the strengths and the limits. How the survey was carried out. Five volunteers spent four Saturday mornings at the market between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. We approached people who were not in a hurry, often those leaving the market or sitting nearby with shopping. We told them we were doing a short survey for the neighbourhood association, asked permission, and explained that it would take about 3 to 5 minutes. We had a list of five main questions, but the conversations were flexible. People often said more interesting things in response to follow-up questions than to the prepared ones, so we kept our notes open and recorded comments people made in their own words. Who we spoke to and who we did not. We spoke to 60 people. About half were over 60 years old. About a third were adults aged 30 to 60, often with children. The rest were younger adults under 30. About 60% of those we spoke to were women. Although the market is used by both men and women, women on the whole stop to talk more readily. It is important to be clear about who we did not reach. We did not speak to many teenagers, who do not tend to use the market on Saturday mornings. We did not reach many recent arrivals to the neighbourhood, partly because new residents may shop at the supermarket, partly because the survey was conducted only in English. We did not reach people who used to use the market and have stopped, possibly the most informative group to speak to, but the hardest to find. These gaps shape what the report can and cannot say, and we will return to them in the conclusion. Findings. Use and value. Most of the people we spoke to, about 70%, come to the market every Saturday. Around 20% come less regularly, once or twice a month. The remainder are occasional visitors, including a small number who came for the first time on the day we spoke to them. When we asked what people buy, the answers were varied but had a clear shape. Almost everyone, around 90%, said they come for fresh food, fruit, vegetables, bread, cheese, eggs, and fish or meat from the small number of stalls that sell it. About a third also buy household items: soap, candles, plants, second-hand kitchen tools, small flowers. Though several people said they thought there used to be more variety in this category than there is now. When we asked what people like about the market, two answers stood out. The first, mentioned by almost everyone, was the quality of the food. People said the food was fresher than at the supermarket, and several said they trusted the sellers because they knew where the food came from. The second answer, mentioned by around half, was the social side. Older shoppers in particular described the market as a place to meet neighbours, talk to sellers, and feel less alone. One woman, 82 years old, said she had been shopping at the same fruit stall for 43 years and considered the seller a friend. Findings, difficulties, and changes. When we asked what people did not like, four issues came up most often. First, many people mentioned that the market is too crowded between 10 and 11 a.m. on busy Saturdays, particularly difficult for older shoppers, parents with prams, and anyone with mobility limits. Second, several people said prices for certain items, especially fish and cheese, have risen in recent years. A small number said they had reduced what they bought as a result. Third, around 15 people we spoke to, a quarter of the sample, said they did not always feel welcome at the market. Some were new to the neighbourhood and felt the market was for regulars. A smaller number said they had felt looked at, sometimes because they were younger than most other shoppers, sometimes because they were visibly from another country. None of these comments suggested any deliberate unfriendliness. Rather, they described how a market with strong regular patterns can feel closed to those outside them. Fourth, several younger respondents said the market did not really have anything for them. No prepared food to eat there, no place to sit and talk, nothing aimed at people who were not yet doing their own household shopping. When we asked what people would change, the four most common requests were more places to sit and rest, a small area selling prepared food and drinks, clearer pricing. Some sellers do not display prices, and some shoppers find this awkward. And a quieter or alternative time for older shoppers, perhaps an early hour before 9 a.m, when the market is less crowded. What this survey cannot show. It is important to be honest about the limits. This was a small survey conducted by volunteers in English, in person, with people who happened to be at the market. The findings reflect what those particular people said on those particular days, when asked by us. The findings do not, on their own, tell us what people who never come think, or what young people in the area would value if anything were aimed at them. They also reflect, as all such surveys do, what people were willing to say to a stranger holding a clipboard. A future survey could try to reach more of the missing voices, perhaps by asking former regulars why they stopped, by holding a separate consultation for younger residents, and by translating the questions into the languages spoken by recent arrivals to the area. Conclusion. The Saturday market is popular, valued, and important to most of the people who currently use it. People come for the fresh food and stay, in many cases, for the connections. The most common requests are small and practical, more seating, a small prepared food area, clearer prices, and a quieter early hour for older shoppers, none of which would require major changes. Behind these small requests, however, the survey suggests a larger pattern. The market works very well for those who already use it, and rather less well for those who don't. With a small effort to reach the missing voices, and with the modest changes most respondents asked for, the market could continue to serve its current users while becoming more open to others as well. We hope this report is helpful, and we are happy to share more details, including the original notes, on request.